Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening now to Thursday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and I'm thrilled that you're here with us this evening or this morning or whatever. Depends on where you are, I guess. It's February 8th, 2007, about 1 minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone, and our guest will be joining us here in just a few minutes. I would like to, of course, direct you to the shortwave frequency. It's 3.215, and we appreciate that. I'm getting a lot of good response from people out there who are listening on shortwave who say the signal is crystal clear, which makes me very happy. Also, of course, welcome to all of you listening online at our brand new official website, which is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Okay? And then, of course, you may be listening on our website, which is franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. We'll have our guest on the phone here probably right after the break, but we finish up the story again about these a significant amount of evidence that the Pentagon is, of course, dealing with third parties, arms brokers, and that these weapon surpluses are ending up in Iran and other countries that are not necessarily friendly to us. It goes on a visit to a Defense Department surplus site about 5 years ago, defense consultant Randall Sweeney literally stumbled upon something that should not have been up for sale. Said Sweeney declined to identify the surplus location for security reasons. Quote, I was walking through a pile of supposedly demilled electrical items and found a heat-seeking missile warhead intact. I carried it over and showed them, and I said, this shouldn't be here. Yep. Does that matter? He's like, hey, this shouldn't be here. And he's like, oh, my bad. Sorry about that. We meant to put it on over here in this part of the warehouse, but it was accidentally out there on the shelf. No big deal. Yeah, we'll take care of that as soon as you leave. Promise. And then, of course, he leaves, and they just laugh. And we almost got caught there. It's funny. When asked why the Pentagon would sell any F-14 parts given their value to Iran, Bailey said, quote, now he's the official guy from the, is he Department of Defense, I believe? Let's find out here easily enough. Defense Department. He said that they've just been following the rules. Bailey said, quote, our first priority truly is national security, and we take that very seriously. However, we have to balance that out with our other requirement to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, end quote. So what is he saying? Our first priority, of course, is national security. But after that, we got to make some money. We got bills to pay. We got mouths to feed. We got to be good stewards of taxpayer money. Profit is what he's saying. Coots, the government investigator, said surplus F-14 parts should not be sold at all. He believes Iran already has Tomcat parts from Pentagon surplus sales, saying, quote, the key now is going forward to shut that down and not to let it happen again and again. And again, and again, it just keeps on happening. Why is it happening? Well, because, folks, if Iran is going to be, if you buy into the fact that these guys are a real threat to us, they have to appear to be a threat. Because Iraq just looked Mickey Mouse. It was over in 3 weeks. And again, there's some indication that the weather is the only reason it didn't happen within a day or two. So anyway, what I'm getting at here is this. Understand, folks, that arming the enemy and making wars about profit is an age-old strategy. You get two people together and say, hey, let's have a fake war. You want to? Sure. But won't we lose some real lives? Yeah, that's fine. But we'll make money. Okay, I'm in. How much? How much do I get? Oh, here's what you got to do. It just happens all the time. So understand these things. And again, be forewarned that this war seems to be an inevitability, which means that in order to convince the public, it probably won't take a Security Council presentation. It's probably going to take another sort of manufactured terrorist event. Hopefully not here on U.S. soil. But then again, what's it going to take to get the people to acquiesce to another expansion in this war on terror? Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Thursday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. We spent the first hour, of course, chatting about news and Iran and different things going on in the world. It's a vital component, I think, to is. I don't know. We got some kind of feedback there. Thomas, can you take care of that? It's a vital component, I think, to understanding what is going on in the world is to spend some time talking about it, and we will do that periodically. In fact, we may even have full all-out news programs that we just do news and no guests. But today, my friends, is not that day. Today, we have a good friend joining us. I've known him for several years now, and he's dramatically increased my awareness about a great many things. He's been just a phenomenal broadcaster, phenomenal researcher, and we're very pleased and honored to have him with us here tonight. He brings solutions, my friends. His name is Joe McNeil. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frank. Good to be here.
Well, thanks for being here, buddy. It's been a while since we've done a show together.
Yes, it has. We used to do them in the morning. Now we can do them at night.
That's right. It's much more conducive to your schedule, I'd imagine.
Absolutely.
So when we first met, my friend, it was about micro-broadcasting. That's what we talked about, and it certainly was, I think, an important thing, and it remains an important thing.
Well, it does. You know, and, you know, that was a couple of years back when I was, you know, chairman of the National Association of Microbroadcasters, mm-hmm. talking to people, you know, all across the country, you know, on different networks, encouraging everybody to, you know, put a little low-power station in their neighborhood to get out some of this information that people aren't, well, I shouldn't say they aren't privy to, but they just don't hear in a general sense, you know, some truth, some thought-provoking something besides entertainment that numbs your brain, you know, so that, and so, you know, given all the things that I've dealt with in the past, of course, you know, and I know, it's progressed from that time that, you know, I now do a two-hour program of my own on another network, mm-hmm. and we have more things coming.
That's fantastic, you know, stuff. Well, I want to sort of explain what microbroadcasting is, because a lot of people might ask the question. I know you've been asked it because we've had callers ask it, and they'd say, well, isn't this pirate radio? Isn't this illegal? And how does all that work?
Well, the part works. You know, if we want to sit here and be lawyers and discuss, you know, law, okay, first off, it's fruitless for you and I to sit here and try to decide anything because it's going to end up in a court.
Yeah.
And that's where it needs to be dealt with, as far as I'm concerned. Based on all the research, you know, it's just like you might as well call it the same thing as the Internal Revenue Code. There's people out there winning, there's people out there losing. And you know, we all know that, you know, the 16th Amendment wasn't ratified. And we all know that, you know, these things are wrong, okay? Well, it has to do with our airways as well. You know, there was things passed, you know, back in the 30s. That said, okay, they were in control of, you know, foreign transmissions, and, you know, these were all the things that went outside the country, but had nothing to do with what was going inside the country.
Right.
And there's even, you know, if you sit and you read about it, I actually have the law posted on my website, by the way, which I've just brought back up online. You know, I actually, got backed into a corner there for a while, not because of, broadcasting or anything, just things I had going on in my personal life, that were taking place, and you know, one man can only do, you know, so much. So I've now resurrected, you know, the website. We're going at it again. I've changed it because it was, you know, everybody was having trouble with the National Association of Microbroadcasters.
It's very lengthy.
You know, and I should have added, you know, of America or something. But to keep it simple this time around, we're just simply calling it themicroeffect.com.
And
themicroeffect.com.net, the Micro Effect Live, okay? All those will take you to my website. Yeah. And the reason, you know, I sat and thought about this for a while, the Micro Effect, you know, what is the Micro Effect? Well, I'll tell you. It's, you know, the conglomeration, you know, the collection of all these people, you know, and there is. There's lots of them out there, Frank. You know, I know of a, I'm not even going to give you the numbers, but I know of a lot of, you know, little small stations out there all across the country that are broadcasting in their little communities and this sort of thing. And I'd like to think, to some degree, you know, I'm responsible for at least a good portion of that. Of course, a lot of things have come from that. People hearing news and truth and things that they didn't normally ever get their fingers on. Maybe they didn't have a computer. Maybe they didn't realize that, you know, there's this kind of talk show programs going on, people trying to tell you the truth, share and telling you, you know, about the Federal Reserve or, you know, some executive order thing that's taking place and how they can do that. And so I think people are catching on to, you know, how this really works. So the idea from the beginning, and it's still the idea now, okay, that, you know, you get people that are interested. It's not that complicated.
Right.
What's most important, you know, and to be honest with you, it's as important, I should say, as people across the country, you know, they pocket news and, you know, tell stories, this story in one part of the country, in the other part of the country, they don't say anything. You know, a good example would be the March on Washington here a couple weeks ago. They got no media coverage whatsoever.
Yes.
Okay. If you had somebody in that area, you know, that lived there, you know, a little micro station or part of the micro broadcast network, if you will, could call up, you know, other broadcasters and tell them, hey, look, this is what's going on in Washington. Nobody's reporting it. And then, you know, just start passing the information along.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay, this is what's going on in Washington. Well, maybe it would provoke people to go, well, let me go see if I can find anything on the web. And, you know, because I did. I went and looked on the web, and I did find, you know, a couple of two, three articles, but you're not going to see anything up front and in your face about
That's
it.
Right. That's right.
You know? So it's like everything else. You know, we have to go dig it out.
Yeah, and it's truly a hardship, but the point is that there are people out there, such as yourself, and hopefully I'd like to think that I'm doing it as well, who are digging things out that maybe people haven't heard of before. And I've been a huge, as you know, ever since I first heard about it, supporter of the micro-broadcasters. And, you know, some of them carry the show, and some of them don't, and I don't care, because I think that the important thing is they're doing something. One of the things that comes up repeatedly, Joe, people say, what do we do? What do we do? I say, do whatever you're going to do, but do something.
Yeah. Don't just sit there.
Yeah, right. Maybe you want to put up a little station. Maybe you want to give yourself 24 hours nonstop of broadcasting or whatever. Maybe you want to just play other shows. Maybe you want to play the same show in loop.
Well there's other things. Yeah, there's other things, Frank. You know, just like on RBN or AVR, you know, where I'm at. You know, if somebody doesn't necessarily want to put up a station, they have time on their hands, they're sitting at home. You know, there's times when I need help. You know, just to give you an example, if I had somebody that I could call and say, look, I want to have this guy in my program next week. Could you contact these people, make all the arrangements, call me back and tell me what day he can be on my program? You know, being part of the network, being part of the team that puts the broadcast together, the you know, gathering up of the people that's, you know, either part of something, investigating something, or whatever it is that they do, and bringing them to the air to share with everybody, you know, what they've learned or what they've been a part of.
Yeah.
So there's all kind of things that, you know, people can do to be a part of something.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, it's better than sitting there on your duff doing nothing because, you know, with all the things that we have, you know, I just spent 2 hours talking about the possibility of Hillary Clinton, you know, becoming president.
Possibility?
You know, yeah, okay. And that's my point.
Yes.
You know, my whole point tonight was, you know, hey, let's look at this. Mm-hmm. You know, the last time they were in the White House. You know, we have the Bush, Clinton, Bush, and then we're going to do Clinton. You know, it's kind of like a repetitious thing going on.
Sure.
And what I think we're looking at, does anybody remember? Here, let's turn those lights on for a minute. You know, does anybody remember? There's going to be cockroaches running everywhere. You know, we had the Murrow Building incident down there. You know, all the deaths that were involved around the Clinton administration. You know, let's go right up to the end here where they packed up all the furniture and cleaned out the Air Force One as they were leaving the presidency. Has anybody forgot about all this stuff? Of course they have.
Yes.
You know, so it's going to be up to you and I to, you know, remind the people. And really, that's what it is. You're bringing back, you know, hey, remember this? Do you want to do this again? You know, how much is this going to cost us? You know, we got Bush got us involved in a war over here. Well, we're losing lives over there. But, you know, what about during the Clinton administration? We had a lot of them dropping dead over here. We didn't have a war going on, per se.
That's right. That's
so
exactly.
There's things to be talked about. And these little micro stations, the idea for some of you out there listening tonight who, and I'm sure that you've heard at least something, you know, the idea is just to put, you know, better be as small or big, let your imagination run wild. I don't care what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's ways to feed your little station, you know, via computer. And now, you know, everybody has moved. You know, we talked about this a couple of years ago, too, going to KU Feeds, which is, you know, a smaller dish, you know, like your Dish Network TV thing, that you can feed your station off of, you know, sitting there with a remote, just changing the channels, you know, going from whoever your favorite talk show host is. You know, that's one of the things I never wanted to be, like what you would call like in command of anything, you know, help somebody, you know, assist them with, you know, advice, you know, technical help and what have you, or here's where you can find some equipment and this is how, what you can do. It matters not to me, you know, what you play on your radio station, okay? I would hope that you wouldn't fall into the entertainment value. I mean, we got 1,000, you know, Clear Channel out there just numbing everybody's brain with country and western, you know, and all this other stuff.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of stuff out there. But, you know, you bring up an interesting point, which is this corporate conglomerate radio style of broadcasting. And this is something that I, of course, have a strong opinion on because that's kind of where I've come from and where I'm still doing. But this does make sense on a number of levels, folks. Stay with us, and we'll pick it up in 3 minutes with our guest, Joe McNeil.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad that you're able to hear our guest this evening as well. We're talking about a very, very important thing, and it's empowerment, folks. That's what it's all about. We have had the freedom to speak freely for a long time, and the question about it is, will you use that, either by calling into a show, by writing a I don't know, a letter to the editor, something like that. There's lots of things that you might do to exercise your freedom of speech. And then again, there's a lot of things that you might choose not to do. One thing, an option perhaps, is a microstation. Now, this could be something as big as you want or as little as you want, as freely sort of talked about as you'd like, or as quiet as you need it to be. Whatever the case may be, maybe some people even want just the capacity to be able to pick up something off a satellite and just have it broadcasting around in their home, something they can pick up with a Walkman when they're out in the field or whatever the case may be. There's a lot of options, whether it is that you want to do your own show or you want to pick up another show and air it to your community or your neighborhood. There's lots of options out there. Our guest is, of course, somebody who's been doing this for a very long time. It's how I actually met him. His website is themicroeffect.com. So welcome back to the show, Fightin' Joe McNeil. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, man, when we left off, we were talking about these corporate radio stations, something I have a lot of experience with. I've worked in a lot of different radio outlets and pretty much been fired from all of them being corporate radio. I'm at a mom-and-pop station now here in Northwest Arkansas, and I've loved it from the start, Joe, because although it may not have the huge promotional push of a giant mega corporation, it does afford me a certain amount of creative control. In fact, almost 100% creative control if it doesn't violate FCC law. So it's really been a fantastic thing for me. But you know what I've seen in the radio business over the years, and I'm sure anybody that has experienced this for themselves can validate this. The incorporation of computers into different broadcasting sort of scenarios. It used to be, when I started, Joe, it was old school. You know, we even used record players back then. But now everything's computerized. And I remember walking into one of my radio stations probably over 10 years ago. And this particular corporation had purchased a bunch of computers with automation systems that you could, you know, in essence, just not even have any live DJs or live broadcasters. It was all going to be canned, all pre-recorded. And I remember I walked in there, and there were just – they had them all for all of their stations, but they had them stored at our station. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of computers. And I'm like, my God, we're being replaced. And that's exactly what happened. Now you can call any station that sounds like there's a live person on the air in any of these big mega stations. It's all pre-recorded, folks. So guess what? When a tornado's barreling down on you, you used to turn into the radio to find out what's happening. Where's the tornado? Is it going to wipe me out? No, not anymore, because it's a computer. It's a pre-recorded voice. What about school closings or anything like that? Nope, not anymore. You got to rely on the also automated emergency alert system. But then again, if you have maybe a local voice in your community, a live person that can interact with people, that's where you're really talking about empowering the people, Joe.
Yeah, well, you know, people should have figured out by now that, you know, all these major conglomerates they call radio stations, it's not about the local community, just like you're pointing out here right now, you know, and, you know, what's going on there. So it doesn't matter really which station you go to or, you know, what kind of music you're tuning into or what have you. It tends to have the same flavor all the way through, you know, the same commercials, the same news reports. The it's all just regurgitated, you know, maybe a different voice, but, you know, it's like they all get the same script and they sit there and read it. You know, Bush went to the bathroom today, and then you go and tune into the next station, you know, it just gets repeated and repeated. And you know, it's like anything else. You know, right now we're still hanging on to our freedom of speech, if you will. Mm-hmm. And if we don't start exercising it, obviously we're going to lose it. And we already have, if you want to look at it this way, an entire country, and like I say, if you don't realize that the mainstream media is under total control by now, then you have to be completely blank between your ears.
Sure.
And you know, how would the people ever, you know, here's another way to look at it. It was up to media in this country to kind of be the watchman for us, you know, to let us know, you know, what's going on in Washington. And you know, these kind of things. Let us give us the truth, you know, the real stories. Well, that's not what we're getting today. And so I see it this way. I see it as, you know, okay, if you guys want to, you know, buy it all up and control it all, okay, let's go over here. Let's build our own. Isn't that what America is all about?
Yes. Very, very well said, my friend. We're up to another break here, folks, so please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, the great Joe McNeil, and, of course, more mediocre, frankly speaking, radio. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our special guest this evening is got some great stuff going on. I love her conversations on the air and off the air. And he's with us this evening. His website, www.themicroeffect.com. Please welcome back to the show our good friend Joe McNeil. Joe, thanks again for your time.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on again tonight, Frank.
Hey, man, I love having you on the show, and yes, we certainly have a lot to get into. We're talking about, of course, some of these things about the controlled media, and I think it's interesting you bring that up. And I'm sure I've told you this before, but it probably bears some repeating for those out there who aren't familiar with how these things work at these radio conglomerates. Now, a morning show, which is what I have, you know, done for the last 7 years for the most part, when it's done with a radio corporation, basically how that works is you subscribe to something. You subscribe to a service that provides you pre-recorded bits. It provides you with a script, in essence, and I'm not joking. It's an actual printout script, probably about 30, 40, 50 pages long. And in that list, they have top 10 lists. They have phone topic questions like, don't you hate red lights? You know, call in and tell us about your horrific red light stories or something like that. And this is how they do it. They have news stories, celebrity sleaze. We've heard that before. And many, many other things. And they read directly from the script. And these services go out to everybody else. Now, if you work for a corporate radio station, they might say, hey, look, you know, you're here on Clear Channel. And we've got the opportunity to put you on our other stations, too. So you're thinking, oh, wow, this is great. I'll be syndicated, and I could be huge, and I could be big. And then you get into some of the more raunchier style of morning radio. But it is true. You're exactly right. It is controlled. It is canned. And it's no different from one town to the next by design.
Well, you think people have got it figured out yet?
I could produce these scripts. I could show you. I mean, it's very easy to do. I give them websites and stuff. I hope they're convinced. If they're not, gosh, we got to do some backtracking and lay some more foundation.
Well, you know, all the more reason, you know, we obviously, you know, you and I have talked about this subject in the past. You know, it's been a while. But, you know, there's still interests out there. There's still a reason. You know, the reasons for putting up little stations all across the country has not left. Okay,
yeah.
It's the people's voice. You know, if you go to my website, you'll pretty much read that right there on the front page. The idea, like I was saying earlier, is to put something, you know, a conglomeration together. You know, you don't have to report in or, you know, none of these kind of things, but just know the other guy's there, okay? It's kind of a hard thing to explain, this thing that I have in my mind, where, you know, people all across the country, and pretty much that's what I've been dealing with the whole time. You know, I still communicate with, you know, other stations all around the country, and they range from any 1 watt to you name it. And bringing out and rebroadcasting programs, putting programs together, you know, I mean, nowadays, you know, you can go and you can snag some Google video if you want that has, you know, these people talking about a specific subject you think it's worthwhile for your community to be aware of, and just play it right into, you know, into your transmitter. Or you can find, you know, maybe Franklin Speaking Radio on the .com there, and he's got some audio files on his website. And you click on that and play them on the air. There are so many ways to do this, I can't understand why we don't have more than what we do, because we need more than what we have.
Yeah, well said. Very well said. Well, this is an opportunity, and this happens a lot. You know this as well as anybody. There are sometimes people call up, and they're furious about something, and they say, I got something, I want to make a statement, or whatever the case may be. What better way to do that than have your own show? Or your own station. and as you said, you know, you can network with these people. You know, I might call you up and say, Joe, I heard the show that you did the other day. It was fantastic. You got any contact info for that guest? Or maybe you'll call me and say, hey, I'm looking for a phone number. Do you happen to have this? It's a great way to network. It's a great way to stay in touch. And like you said, there could be other programs. You could get a conglomerate of stations together and have things going. It could be anything. It could just be some guy who said, hey, I only want to broadcast in my house or around my property.
Yeah. Well, some that have already done it, you know, you don't hear from them for a while, you know, and then you get a call, you know, that something's messing up or not working right, you know, and I've helped them with that. And then I've gotten calls from, you know, other places. You know, I heard you interview this person here. I'd like to do it locally, okay?
Right.
And you know, can you tell me how to contact these people? You know, and that's the name of the game. The name of the game, you know, it's just like CIA, FBI. What's most important? The information.
Yes.
Okay? So that's what everybody's fighting for these days, you know, is the information. And, you know, of course, we have people calling it the information war. You know, you can call it anything you like. I call it being aware of what's going on around you.
Amen.
And the idea is to get other people that are around you as aware as you are. So, like I said, I've resurrected the website. I'm going to be heading in the same direction pretty much. There's been some changes There's going to be some additions here in the future. One of the things I was having problems with in the past, you know, it was so overwhelming with, you know, like the calls and the amount of time that I spent on the phone and helping everybody, which I don't mind. But, you know, we had the some that weren't quite so serious and stuff. And in order for me to, it's like anything else, if the people don't get involved, and I'm sure people understand what I'm saying, if the people themselves don't get involved, nothing's going to happen.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've read so many reports, you know, like it took 5% of the population back during the time, you know, we kicked the British's butt, you know, and it took 5% to do this and 5% to do that. Okay, just imagine if those 5% here in America, just 5% of 300 million people had little radio stations all over the country, you know, we'd actually have more than 5%.
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't be such the struggle for the, shall we say, chosen few, if you will.
Very, very well said again. You're right on point here because it's, I think the powers that be are striving for, I mean, they're drooling over control of the information, and the people are clamoring for access to the information. So the main thing here is, you're right, it is a battle. It's a battle for knowledge, for truth, and you can either sit, you know, by the wayside and be an armchair quarterback, or you can jump in the game. That's the thing, man. You know how it is. How many times do you maybe get an email or something, somebody says, I hate that show you did, and I hate this or I hate that, whatever, and then you would tell them, you know, maybe you tell them this, I don't know, you'd say, hey, what are you doing? How about I critique your show? Oh, wait, you don't have one. Well, this is what I'm saying. Get one. Make one. Make it happen.
Yeah, don't listen to me. Go do your own.
Exactly.
But, you know, one of the amazing parts about this, you know, I've actually been doing, you know, I've now moved to a two-hour program. But, you know, I've been on the air for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I've never gotten, you know, a crappy email or I don't think you're right, or you don't know what you're talking about. I haven't gotten any of that. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's great.
And you know, when I sit up to the microphone, you know, I just tell it like it is. And everybody should be telling it like it is. But, you know, not based on your opinion. Let's base it all on the facts, because we've already had more bull than we can shovel here, folks. And it's being shoveled down people's throats every day. When you have networks popping up, I mean, look at the struggle that's going on. The networks are people trying to put networks together, just like I'm working on right now.
Yes.
You know, what I plan on doing this time is going to be much bigger than what I started on last time. And, you know, it's going to require people to join me and people to get on board. And if you put enough of the networks together, you know, right now, if I had to just, you know, right off the top of my head say, okay, there's probably, you know, maybe six or eight networks that are broadcasting, you know, truth-type talk radio, we need, you know, 800 more. I don't care how many are out there, because the more there is, the better off and the more well-educated everybody's going to become. You know, they're going to start, well, you know, I heard something about that on the radio the other day, and I didn't think much of it, but now I understand what's being said. You know, it's planting the seeds, you know, just like a lot of the programs. I think I mentioned this to you this morning when we talked a little bit there, Frank. We have been programmed since childhood, you know, all these little tidbits as you go along, and it just, you know, you just keep categorizing, you know, put it in the library, and then it controls, you know, your thought process when you become an adult.
Yes.
So you're pretty much a drone at that point. Well, if you start reversing the process, you know, if I bring to you the subject of, you know, either technology, flying saucers, Federal Reserve, you know, all these other things, these are all things that you have been listened to, read about, or something through the course of your life, but who knows that you were reading or hearing the right things, and who did you get it from would be the question.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay? And it's important to find out, okay, where did you get, you know, what was the source of that information? You know, of course, if you talk to somebody like the Internal Revenue Service, that's their source. If you go over here and deal with the Constitution, the law, and all this other, that's that source. And so you have to get your sources lined up here and make sure you know what you're talking about instead of regurgitating what you've been told in your life.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's an opportunity, I think, for us as, you know, broadcasters, you, me, and others out there too, who decide to that they have a calling to do this. And a lot of people would say this. They said, hey, you know, I appreciate your show. And I'm like, man, I appreciate you listening, because otherwise it's just me talking. You know, if nobody's listening, It doesn't matter what's being said. It doesn't matter how good it is or how bad it is. It doesn't matter at all. It's immaterial.
Yeah.
And the truth has to matter. So, you know, for all of us broadcasters on all the different networks and all things like that, it's important that you know, the mom and pop stations, whether they're, you know, at a situation where they're micro broadcasters or even, you know, substantially bigger ones than that, it's important to all of us that we have a place for those satellite, you know, beams to go to. You know, they have to land somewhere, and it gives us an opportunity to take the information out on a broader scale. So, you know, like I said, I've always been a fan of all the micro stations that have picked up my show and given me an opportunity to have a little bit louder voice. And I think it's important that we all do that. I mean, you look at what it's all about. It's about the truth. And if it's about the truth, then that has to be the priority.
Well, you know, it's a matter of, you know, bringing the truth to the people out here today. You know, there's a lot of people that are actually grasping on
yes.
to the things that are going on. There's no question about that. The difference between people, you know, being educated, grasping the things that are going on, you know, the impact of all what is taking place. You know, it's like the 911 situation. All the information that's come out in, you know, the past 5 or 6 years, mm-hmm. All the things that are behind that, you know, and in front of it, you know, things up and coming. You don't get, you know, I don't want to sit and listen to somebody like Bill O'Reilly tell me, you know, what's going on in the world. But here we have an opportunity, a chance, maybe a last chance. Maybe it's a last chance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your freedom of speech. And a way to you know, get messages out there, and if you're not gifted enough to sit and talk in a microphone, and believe me, it's not an easy thing.
Nope.
You know, I'll share with everybody right now. You know, when I first had my little first 1 watt transmitter, man, I was really brave. I'd get on there and say, you know, you're listening to the Top of the Rock, and then I'd put another song on or something, you know. And then when I get, you know, okay, you're listening to the Top of the Rock, or, you know, 100.3 or whatever. I didn't say much at all.
Yeah.
And then when I started getting on different networks and talking about, you know, this thing that I was trying to get done, and, you know, obviously still goes on now. We just want to create a bigger situation. I've grown to, you know, I've pretty much self-educated myself on, you know, how to get all these things done. And along with that, you know, there's people I've talked to, well, I don't know much about computers. Hey, I got to tell you, when I started this, I knew nothing about computers. Absolutely nothing. I didn't even have one until my mother-in-law sent me one. So, well, she sent it to my wife, and I sat there and played with it. And then one day I discovered, you know, if I plug in here, I can hook it up to that transmitter, and I wonder if it'll play outside. Sure enough, it did. So then, well, I wonder if I could hook my CD player to it. Yeah, I'll hook that up. You know, and it just grew from there.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, here I am on the Frank Whalen show.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. You know what's funny is I think about you talking about your start, you know, sort of baby stepping your way into it, and then I think about, you know, evil program directors of Christmases past that I've had to work for, and they're like, you know, you've never been on the radio before? Well, here's your chance. They just click the mic on and say, go! You know,
yeah.
Dead air, go! You know, I wish I'd had a little easier time with it. But you're absolutely right on point there, my friend. It's you can start out small, and whether you want to be a speaker of truths or you want to be a carrier of truths, either way, you can
either
do
way.
So. Yeah, and you can do it in a lot of different ways, and you and I have discussed those. I'd like to go through some of these things. Again, not anything that you particularly have intimate knowledge of, but per se, maybe you've heard a story of somebody doing a certain something, like, you know, maybe around election time, local elections, you got people standing on corners and everybody's driving to the polls and they have signs that say, hey, tune into frequency, blah, 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 and listen to a debate or listen to some of the issues that you're going to be voting on. These are things that you're not going to find.
Just like I was mentioning a few mm-hmm. minutes ago, you know, here we have the Hillary running for president program. Just like you're saying right now, standing on a corner with a sandwich board or a transmit or whatever, reminding America. Do you remember when, you know, and what took place last time these people were in office? That's important, too. You know, it's history. It's already engraved in stone.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, you know, how much more furniture and Air Force One stuff can we buy?
Right on.
You know?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, let's talk about some of this stuff. Maybe, like I said, some of the different sort of setups that people might have. I mean, 1 watt, what does that do for somebody that has no knowledge of radio?
No knowledge of radio. You got a little 1 watt transmitter. You put the right antenna on there, you can broadcast, you know, a couple of mile radius, okay? If you want to shorten up your range here, obviously change the antenna. Anybody that will tell you knows anything about radios at any level, it's antenna, antenna, antenna. Okay? So, and what would that require? Okay, that would require that you know, you can go to my website, you can go to our equipment page, if you will. There's some companies there that you can access and, you know, pick yourself out a little transmitter. Okay, a lot of these things, like I've said in the past, they hook up with little RCA jacks, just like your VCR player or your DVD player, something along those lines. And then it's a progression from there. You know, I used to tell people that would call me, you know, they're going to start out with this, they're going to start out with that. And I just sit and chuckle. You know, I wouldn't say anything because it's like, you know, buying a Corvette with a six-cylinder in it. You know, you realize that, man, this is really nice. I wish I'd have got a bigger motor. And your next thing they do is run back, hey, can you drop me a big block in it? Yeah. It's the same thing sure. with it's... radio, you know. But there's little tricks to understand. You know, if you want to do something bigger.
Hey, Joe, I'm sorry. The music's playing very quietly in the background. Let me interrupt you right there, and then we'll talk about some of these things, these options, these different suggestions that somebody who's dabbled might have. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
conscience, keep it in the dark.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of our second hour, and we're talking about solutions here, folks, options and different sort of ideas that maybe have never occurred to you. Before we get back to our guests, though, let me remind you, this hour is being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced Rife machines available to the public. BioSolutions has the solution for your good health. You can call them toll-free at 886-885-6625 with questions about your situation, or you can visit them online at www.natural-solution.com. Let's get back to our guest, Joe McNeil. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Frank.
Hey, thank you. We were just talking about different kinds of setups, different kind of rigs people might have, and you mentioned that you know, once they get a little taste of it, it tends to become an obsession.
Yeah, it's an addiction.
It is. I've always said radio's a black hole, man. Every time I try to get away, I just get pulled back in.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. There's a couple of times, you know, I've been disgusted about things and say, wow, well, you know, I'm walking away from this.
Sure.
And then the next day, you know, your sun comes up. Well, back to work. You know, you just can't let it go. It is addictive. But, you know, one of the things I've enjoyed is the amount of information, you know, I put out into my local community. The people that I've been involved with that, you know, have actually done something, and, you know, just the camaraderie, if you will, you know, all around the country with people that, you know, of course, we're talking a lot of, you know, a lot of tech stuff and, and you know, what's going on with, you know, maybe the Hillary Clinton thing. And so there's a lot of conversation going back and forth. And you know, basically, that's what we're trying to create, a situation where, you know, people all across America, you know, we don't all have to live in the same neighborhood. We don't have to be neighbors. We are neighbors all across the country. So if we just had, like, a central way to deal with things, you know, where to obtain information or how to find maybe a talk show host or a guest or something along these lines that everybody can pass around, I mean, ask yourself, is there such a thing as getting out too much truth? Is there such a thing as too much information?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I have my own thoughts on it, but I guess it matters what direction other people might want to take it. You know, the main point here, Joe, I think, is that it's something somebody can do, even if they do it selfishly just for themselves, even if they just make it easier for them to listen, or they want to do it to, you know, piggyback another signal, another network, or whatever, and hodgepodge their own sort of, you know, perfect, you know, 24 hours of radio. They can do so, and they can do it. And there have been times when these things have been utilized locally to highlight issues going on in the schools, maybe issues going on with elections, different sort of people running for office. You know, this is a great opportunity for people to get their voices out there, and it is truly something to be proud of, something you can really appreciate when you have that opportunity to just jump on the mic and maybe dive into an issue, or just if you have the capacity to do that, to take phone calls and to hear what the people have to say. It's certainly one of my favorite things about the show, and I'm sure it is yours as well.
Yeah, well, you know, now is the time. I think you'll agree with me, Frank. People need to start communicating. You know, throw their differences of whatever, you know, go race or religion or what, all out the window. All that ain't going to amount to nothing.
Yeah.
If this New World Order thing actually takes place. And it sounds like we got another commercial coming up.
I'm glad you hear it, because I don't. Folks, stay with us. We'll be back after this brief station ID.